Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Radio. This is Valerie coming to you with a humble heart, excited about God. I come to you to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to start out with prayer. Holy Spirit, come. We invite you into our midst. We invite you to come and have your way. Lord, I pray that every ear would be open to hear the sound of your voice. May I hide behind you, O God. May I decrease that you may forever increase. Speak to our hearts on tonight, God. Let us know what's on your heart, your desires, your wishes. And Father, I pray that if there's someone hurting, that they would leave this line healed. That if there's someone who is discouraged, that they may leave encouraged. Lord, touch on tonight. Move on tonight by your Spirit. And Father, we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise in the name of Jesus. Well, let's begin. My day was a little bit different today. Usually I go to the prison, but today I was just at home because of the weather and having an issue with my body and spending time just listening to praise and worship and meditating on God and praying. And I began to reflect on when I first met God, or when he first found me, how so hungry I've been. Everywhere I go, I would never go anywhere without my Bible. If I would leave my house on the way to work and discovered I didn't have my Bible, it was like I felt like I wasn't completely clothed, and I would turn back around and go home and get my word, my sword. Everywhere I went, I was reading the word. I was so very hungry. And I to just know him. And then I look around today and see how busy I've become, doing good things, going to work, trying to balance out my life with my family, trying to take care of others. You know, I go visit the prison on Monday, but that's not the only thing I do. I find myself being a servant to so many people. But today, as I was reflecting, I began to cry out to God to restore my hunger, to restore my passion. And I began to ask him to show me his glory. Lord, I want to see your glory. And you know, when you put out a cry to God like that, it's as if the heavens begin to open, or the word that even is on the inside of you begin to open itself unto you. And he took me back to Exodus when he was talking to Moses, and God told Moses, he said, I want to come down and visit my people. He said, tell them to consecrate themselves for 3 days. And Moses did that, and the people were compliant. They were preparing themselves to see God. See, God has always wanted to be in the midst of his people, and he wanted to show himself to his children. Where they were at the foot of that mountain, and when God began to come down that mountain, the mountain began to shake. And they became so afraid. And they told Moses, Moses, you go talk to God for us. We're going to stay here. You go talk to God. And Moses began to climb that mountain. And they saw him disappear into a cloud. At the top of that mountain, God appeared as a cloud, which he often did. And we think, wow, the cloud is the glory of God. But at the foot of the mountain where the people were, he showed himself as fire. Wow, the glory of God is like fire. And then as you read on into Exodus, God had given Moses instructions on how to build the tabernacle or to build this place or this tent of meeting where you had the outer court, the inner court, and the holies of holies. And when they followed the instructions of God, God entered that place. And he filled it with a cloud. And no one could enter in when God was hovering over that place. But then you continue to read and you see that Moses would go in to the tabernacle, into the tent, into the cloud where God was. And the people would be outside in reverence and in worship. They so feared God. They knew that he was a holy, holy God. But Moses, God would speak to face. Moses had such a special relationship with God that even when God wanted to kill his people for being backslidden and for wanting to worship a golden calf, Moses stood in the gap for God's people. God told Moses, he said, you know, I'll kill every one of them, and I'll raise up a nation with you, Moses. Moses told him, but God, they're your people. You can't do that. What would the rest of the world say about you? And Moses, with his conversation with God, was able to save the people from God's hand. And then in Exodus 33, Moses was back in that mountain again, talking to God when he went to get the tablets with the commandments on them. And I'm going to turn over to that quickly. Moses was in that mountain, and all the people were watching Moses disappear into a pillar, a cloud. Then it says, beginning with the verse 12 in chapter 33, it reads, one day Moses said to the Lord, And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. You've been telling me, take these people up to the promised land. But you haven't told me whom you will send with me. You have told me I know you by name, and you look favorably, and I look favorably on you. If it is true that you look favorably on me, let me know your way so I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favor. And remember that this nation is your very own people. Well, let's think about that for a minute. Moses already had a wonderful relationship with God, but that wasn't enough for Moses. Moses, depends on how you interpret that or how you look at that, sounds to me in here like he was confronting God. Well, God, you told me to do this. You told me to take these people to the promised land. But that's all you've told me. You didn't tell me who you would send with me. And God, you said you know me by my name. And that you look favorably upon me. And then he asked God, if this is true. Now we know that God don't lie. But if this is true, that you look favorably on me, let me know your way. Moses didn't ask God for riches. He didn't ask him for wealth. He didn't ask him to heal. He didn't ask him to kill his enemies. He asked God, let me know your ways, that I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favor. That's relationship. That's hunger. When you want to know God's way and not looking for what's in his hand, how he can bless you. And the Lord replied, I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you. Isn't that wonderful? Moses wanted to know who would go with him. And God comes along the scene and he says, I'll go with you. Partnership. Relationship. Then Moses said, if you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favorably on me and on your people, if you don't go with us? In other words, Moses saying, if you don't go, God, I don't want to go. If you're not going to go, leave me here. For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth. The Lord replied to Moses, I will indeed do what you ask, for I look favorably on you, and I know you by name. Moses responded, then show me your glorious presence. And other translations, such as the King James Version, Moses is saying, then God, show me your glory. Show me you, God. Moses' heart was so full. His desire was so longing that he wanted more of God. He wanted all of God. And Moses replied, then the Lord replied, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will call out my name, Yahweh, before you. For I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose. But you may not look directly at my face, for no one may see me and live. The Lord continued, look, stand near me on this rock as my glorious presence passes by. And I will hide you in the crevice of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and let you see me from behind. But my face will not be seen. God passed by in the fullness of his glory because Moses was hungry for more. Moses desired to know God's way that he might understand the God of the universe. The God, the Creator, the Sovereign Lord. He knew God's voice. He seen him through a cloud. He saw his glory in the form of fire. It wasn't that he doubted that God was God, but the more that Moses experienced God, the more of God he wanted to know. There should be such a hunger in each and every one of us to know the God we serve, to know the Sovereign Lord as we follow his instructions and we obey. Oh, that I may know you. Oh, that I may know him. God, show us your glory. Jesus was going through, well, actually, it was a time when the story of Lazarus, when he was, when he died, and Mary and Martha were seeking him, wanting him to be there and to save their brother. And Jesus waited 4 days, and when he got there, Lazarus was dead, already in a tomb. And they were asking the question of him, Jesus, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. If you showed up, he wouldn't have died. And Jesus' response was, but didn't I tell you that you shall see the glory of God if you only believe? Just think about that. If we believe enough, Jesus said that we shall see the glory of God. If we believe, and as I was searching scripture, 7:55, when Stephen was about to be stoned. And the scripture says that he was full of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 7:55, it says, but being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed intently into the heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Being full of the Spirit, while angry men stood by to stone him to death. The beauty part of this is he was so focused on what he was seeing in the heavens. He saw the Lord Jesus stand up, and he saw him standing next to the glory of God. And it didn't matter that he was about to be stoned. They threw stones at him. And while they were killing him, and he was looking into heaven, he asked the Lord, he said, forgive them, Father. But they don't know what they're doing. The same thing that Jesus, the same words that Jesus spoke when he was on the cross for us, looking up into the heavens. He must have been filled with the Holy Ghost. He knew his Father. There was no doubt in his mind. Looking and piercing into the glory of God. Saying, Father, forgive them. But they don't know what they're doing. How many times do we miss his glory? How many times, how often are we so distracted by the things in life, by people, by situations, and circumstance, living our lives that we might gain possession, and we pray for houses and land, cars and wealth and fame and fortune, because he's a God of abundance. But if you find yourself hungry, seeking God with everything within you, loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your being, when you seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, he said that everything else would be added unto you. We don't have to seek the things, but how great it is to have such a relationship with the Father that our greatest desire is to know him. to experience the glory of God, to be able in the midst of adversity, in the midst of defeat, in the midst when someone's trying to tear you down and beat you up and with words kill your vision, kill your dreams, take your life, that we can so be filled with the Holy Spirit that our eyes are fixed on Him, that we can look up in the midst of our pain and see Him. If you just think right now and shut out everything else but Him, and let your heart cry on tonight, God, show me your glory. I want to know you more. Come, Holy Spirit, come. We just want you. Nothing else, God. We want you. And all that you are. We want to know you, Lord. That's our cry on tonight. That's our heart. Long after this short program is over, let that be the cry of your heart. Amen.
Amen.
We have about 1 minute. Does anyone have anything they want to say?
Amen. Praise God. I enjoyed the part that I heard. And yes, we do. We want the Lord in our life. We desire Him. We desire to have the Holy Spirit in our lives daily. And I just thank God that grace and mercy follow us everywhere we go. We just give God the glory for that and lift up his name continuously, that we may be able to make an impact in someone else's life. Amen. By the word of God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us on tonight. You be blessed. And just continue this evening by meditating and putting God first. Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.